K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Promo Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports Weekend Edition. So we're going to be started with K-State Athletics. This is Eddie Greer, K-State grad, 2013, current alum, obviously, of Kansas State. This is another edition of the Promo Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special episode. You know what it is. You know what time it is. I'm recording this weekend preview on Thursday, March 13th, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. Make sure you go ahead and do subscribe, like, subscribe, and hit the alarm bell. And please also feel free to give us 4 or 5 stars as well. That helps the podcast out a lot, even though we have been getting a lot of support here already in the 2025 calendar year to this point, and we continue to get surprising support out there as well. So thank you so much again. You've been with us since the beginning of the year, or you've been with us in and out, or you've been following us since the crazy COVID year. Yep, that's where this podcast started. Thank you. I cannot say that enough, guys. And then by the time this comes out, should be fresh content over on the Podbean app here. So I'm actually recording this before me and Alex talk K-State women's basketball. That's going to be an entire episode focused on that. So there you go on that. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. So when this episode comes out, some of this will be already got going. K-State sports underway Friday and through Saturday, of course. And tennis, once again, will be on the court. So when this comes out, the matchup with them and Oklahoma State, 36-ranked Oklahoma State at home at Body First, Manhattan, Kansas. And how about K-State women's tennis, right? Can they keep the positive vibes going? They have won 3 consecutive Big 12 conference game matches. Impressive so far. Can they keep it rolling behind our girl, Marlogo C, Charlotte Kettle, Maria Santos and company? Look to keep that momentum going. But, you know, hey, they have to take care of their own business, and they're going to have to go up against a hard opponent in Oklahoma State. So we'll be seeing what happens. Can they push it to 4? We'll find out about that. And the NCAA championships, indoor championships, I should say, be more. I can't find the word to describe that right now. But, yeah, I don't know if I'll have to double check this, if any of our guys and gals from the K-State indoor track and field team are going to be taking part in that. So we'll see about that. That's on here. And baseball, obviously, disappointing road stretch for them coming off the road in Nebraska. 0-2 from that road trip. Can they get the winning vibes back in a huge conference series opener? You probably can go back to TCU, but that was a one-off. There, where they beat TCU, now you host a Utah team that's 11-3 coming to your own house. So this is going to be the first of 3 Utah first pitch after 6, and this will go out. Actually, we're going to have this at the same time, so that's probably a good thing it has that there. So this will come out at the same time as game 1 of the Utah K-State baseball series. And then if you flip the script over to Saturday, same thing. NCAA championships indoor. We'll see who's going to be taking part in that from the K-State aspect of things. And the women's rowing back on the water after 5 first place finishes in the Central Arkansas meet. Did I say Central Arkansas? Damn it. Penny in the jar, folks. Central Oklahoma. They're coming off of that Central Oklahoma. I recorded it this morning, and I did it, and I said it anyway. Central Oklahoma. So K-State women's rowing right back at it in Cali for the Hornet Invitational there. I don't know what time. I'm assuming that will start in the morning. That Saturday, and baseball continues their series with Utah. To cap it all off, that's the middle game. It's a 4:00 first pitch there. And then, of course, women's rowing on Sunday wraps up the Hornet Invitational 2-day stretch there for the K-State women's rowing team. We'll see how they fare out there in California. And, of course, this weekend pretty much highlighted by women's rowing in baseball. In the finale of the series, the matinee, 1:00 at Toyin Family Stadium. So you're in around Manhattan this weekend. Go ahead and catch some games. I know it's supposed to be a little bit cooler. So, definitely catch some ball games out there, and we'll see if KSA can turn things around. Very shocking loss to Oklahoma. Not Oklahoma. Oklahoma to bring now to Omaha. 4-10 Omaha team, and K-State did not get it done. And that postcast is already out on the Purple Project Podcast feed. So again, Purple Project Podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast there as well. So baseball, Roman's Wooing highlight, and we'll see who represents K-State indoor in the NCAA championships. I did not get anything about that, so we'll see about that on that front. So we'll be playing Kosai, obviously, and then I don't know when the selection show is for, I should look that up, for K-State women's basketball team, where they're going. I believe that's going to be Sunday or Monday, one of those 2 days as well. I'll get a download on that as well, since women's basketball will be going to the postseason, or still be going to the postseason in the NCAA tournament. The men's basketball season came to a close, and we're going to have a lot of discussion on that. So, K-State women's basketball, Jeff Mitty, Ayoka Lee, seen the pitchers on the court practicing with the team there as well. She'll be making her return for sure. How healthy? That's the question there. I don't think, again, this is just me being sensible. She's not going to be 100%, but I think this is just a wild guess. But I'm probably going to say between 80 and 90%. Some of Ayoka Lee is better than none, because this K-State women's basketball team seems out of sorts. And this might be the last time we see Ayoka Lee on the court, obviously. So along with Serena Sundell and Jalen Glenn and some of the rest of the core from K-State women's basketball. And we'll touch on that in the Podbean edition this week, which will come out at the same time as weekend preview of this weekend. So definitely, if you're in Manhattan or going out to the baseball games this weekend, definitely come out there and support your K-State Bat-Cats there as they try to bounce back from not winning a single game on the road. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found Freedom Bubble Daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. Part of the K-State family of podcasts, folks. If you've not already added this Pro Project Podcast to your collection of K-State sports, we post content daily 99.9% of the time. Hey, mate, might want to get on that right now. So we still got a lot of content to come there. Obviously, now baseball, K-State wants basketball, the destination where they're going to be going for the NCAA tournament first and second rounds, assuming if they can get by their first-round opponent, which is not a guarantee. So it's the NCAA tournament, March Madness. Anything can happen in the March. We have seen it over and over and over again. We'll see about that. But for right now, we're going to close this book on another weekend impression, on another weekend edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. Alex Aiden out there in Shannon, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Thursday night. Again, K-State, Utah, Big 12 series opener, if you want to call it that, at Toyin this weekend. Big series for them coming off of the winless road streak there in women's rowing out there in Cali. And, of course, we'll see who fits the bill for K-State for the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships out there. And be out and look out for fresh content on Podbean this time around. So you're going to have good stuff here going into the weekend. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.